This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in show where you can talk about whatever you want. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And with you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody, future governor of New Hampshire.
That's true. Nobody is the future governor of New Hampshire.
I am the future governor.
The future is bright.
I'm also the former future mayor of Keene.
Nobody is a lot of things, and nobody does a lot of stuff. Nobody
My name's our legion.
And hopefully nobody will keep it up.
Nobody always keeps it up.
Is that what she said? Or he, depending on how you swing.
I wouldn't quote her.
We've been talking a whole lot about a lot of things, including your calls and your thoughts. And we actually will go right away straight into your calls and your thoughts. With us tonight is the Christian Anarchist. You are live on the air.
Hello, y'all.
I'm sorry, you sound great. I just wanted to mention that. You sound really great.
I wanted to talk about the virus panic. I think the virus panic is actually worse than the disease. And I'd like to point out to the listeners that I'm not a doctor. I haven't gone to medical school. I am the administrator of a medical clinic. But other than that, that's the extent of my knowledge of medicine.
What have you been seeing there in Tennessee?
Oh, we have nothing. I mean, I guess there's been two cases in Memphis. I have no information really about them.
But are people freaking out? Like, are people coming into the doctor's office all worried? Are people walking around in masks?
No.
Are toilet paper sections sold out at the grocery store or department?
Yeah, there are some things.
See, I think panic about the panic is overblown as well, because I've actually seen very few things. I saw one picture where they were taking a picture of an empty store shelf, and they had all of the stuff that was previously on that store shelf piled up behind them. They couldn't find an empty store shelf, so they cleared one.
They made one. Wow. Okay. But what have you been seeing, Gene?
Well, I mean, we haven't had any people really that concerned about it, and that's a good thing. I think more what I'm talking about is the panic that's being pushed by the media and by the CDC even. The CDC is telling elderly people to stock up on food and medicines, for instance. Well, how do you stock up on medications? I mean, we're only allowed to write you a prescription for a certain number of pills,
That's an excellent question. Yep. Could I get you to tweet that to the CDC?
It's a great question.
My patient tells me, or whoever made that recommendation, my patient tells me that you recommend that she stock up on her medication. I want to know if all the normal prescription rules are suspended.
Isn't it the DEA that handles that?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know, but Gene, I want to do, as a musician, I tend to come up with band names for bands that don't exist, and I came up with one recently based on what I would call the panic, right? And it is Full Throttle Hype Machine.
But what I don't even think there is a panic. I think there are people trying to push the idea that there's a panic.
It's an overreaction.
Well, if you look at the statistics, the biggest the growth period even in China now seems to be over. Yes, a lot of people got sick, a lot of people died, but it seems to be stabilized now. And I don't think it has anything to do with what China and now Italy are doing as far as their cordoning off big cities and geographical areas, which seem to be doing absolutely nothing. I don't think that those help at all.
Yeah, do you?
I think it's a big mistake. And if you look at places like Japan, they're not doing any of that, and they're not having that kind of an
issue. Do you feel
now,
like
some people believe that at least China is using this as a cover to kill dissidents and to imprison dissidents with no questions asked.
I don't know. China doesn't need a cover to kill dissidents. They just kill them. Right. They don't, and then they deny it. So they don't even need to worry about that.
I feel but like Italy is like one of these situations where it's the people in power trying to make themselves seem as if they're more important than they actually are.
I suppose. But everything the government does is always either completely wrong or it's the right thing to do, and they're doing it the wrong way. So the government never has a solution, and they always do things back-asswards. So,
well, I mean, the nice thing about...
If you see what they're doing, that's not right.
The nice thing about the market is it's like evolution, you know? Everybody tries what they think is best on a small scale, and... If their and whoever's ideas works out best for other people, their way of doing it grows, and the other ways of doing it that the customers don't choose just fade away.
And I'd like to provide a quick update from Wuhan, China, because if listeners don't know, my wife comes from Wuhan, China. She has a contact list of over 100 people that she's in, on group chats with over WeChat. And none of the people still that she knows in Wuhan, China, have been infected by this disease. A few of them know of a friend who had it, but nobody in her big circle of people in Wuhan, China, has ever been affected by this disease. And now, currently, the people in Wuhan are starting to go back to work, and things are starting to get back to normal.
Mm.
Interesting. So it could all just be a
plague. I don't know that. I don't know that it's much worse than a very bad strain of flu. I mean, I think it is a bit more infective. I think you can certainly.
It seems like it's killing a slightly larger number of people.
It looks like about a 4% death rate, which is shocking. If you look at the statistics, most of those people are elderly with other complications.
So I'm trying to reconcile this with everything I've seen out of China, which has been terrifying. But, of course, the only thing that they can catch is the government doing what the government is doing. And that's what's been terrifying, as you see So I think, the last time China killed 10,000 people, it was what? Tiananmen Square? And I think like the other governments thought that was slightly over the top and probably, gave them gave the president, maybe a mean email or something, like something that people would almost never do to him for, a small atrocity like killing 10,000 people. So, the thing that I'm thinking of is hearing about the way the crematoriums in China were running and that they were disposing of, it appeared, hundreds of thousands of bodies. So I guess the question is, how many people did the Chinese government think it could make disappear without any outcry? And what makes you think they didn't want to get rid of more people than that?
Well, there are 1.7 billion people, I think, in China, something like that. So they can easily erase a million people, and it wouldn't even be a blip on the radar. So the crematoriums, yes, are going. I'm sure the numbers are underreported. I'm sure that dissidents get killed every single day. If you look at the organ transplant numbers, it's almost a guarantee that they're still, basically killing people for organs in order to meet the amount of transplants that they complete in China.
Right.
So I don't think, I am never shocked at the evil of Gunnerman. Gunnerman is the most evil thing on this planet. Mm. And the Chinese Gunnerman is a, they're they're top of their game as far as evil goes. And the other Goonermans aren't a lot better, you know. So
yeah. Well, the other Goonermans are slicker.
Yeah. Amen to that, Gene. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. It is insane, and I can't believe that more folks aren't aware of the fact that, well, government is the most immoral organization type of all time in all of history. More coming up.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend 2 spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live it is.
It is.
It is Free Talk Live. Is that what it is? It's what it is. It's live, it's talk, and it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call in and talk live for free at 855.
You were happy to get cheap talk, but we'll give it to you for free.
Rightly inexpensive talk live. Again, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you would like to call and talk about whatever you want. I wanted to take a minute and thank somebody with the arguably a pseudonym of Lord Porcupine.
Hey, all right. We know that
Lord
guy.
Porcupine, thank you very much for being a Free Talk Live amplifier. If you don't know what a Free Talk Live amplifier is, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com and find out all about it. But basically, it is a program where if you like the content that you hear, you like our show that we put on 7 days a week without fail, and you want the message of freedom and liberty to be spread, you can help us do that by giving us a contribution. We only ask for $5 a month. And Lord Porcupine actually gives a bit more than that. He is actually a platinum amplifier, and that means he gives
$25 at least.
$25. Lord Porcupine. I just like saying that like that. Lord Porcupine. So thank you very much. More at amp.freetalklive.com. We use that money to get this show on more radio stations. Currently we're at 209-ish.
Yeah,
that's
about right. Yeah.
So we could be on 250. We could be on 300. It's up to you, the listeners. We could be on a whole bunch more with your help. So thank you, Lord Porcupine. We're going to go to more of your calls and your thoughts right now. And we have Mortified Penguin. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure can.
All right. You are on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Great. I wanted to talk about Vermin Supreme tonight. I follow him on Twitter, and he's very active on social media, really an interactive guy, really a guy that...
Vermin Supreme?
I know. Who is he for our listeners?
Oh, yes. He is a... he's the guy with the boot on his head. He's a perennial presidential candidate that kind of pokes fun at the system.
A boot to the head?
Perennial.
Boot to head.
Yeah. Boot
on his head. He wears it.
Yeah.
Maybe you've seen him.
I know you know.
On some stage or a picture of him, if you haven't heard him speak. But yeah, he always has a boot on his head. I think like one time they made him take the boot off, but he pretty much doesn't go outside the house.
No, he does take the boot off sometimes. And the thing is, because there's two personas to Vermin Supreme. There's the performance artist Vermin Supreme that argues for stupid things like everybody gets a pony. But then when he takes the hat off is when he lays out a real libertarian position. So it's important to pay attention to whether Vermin Supreme has his boot on his head. And I'm pretty sure that's how he tells us. Now I'm breaking the fourth wall. Now I'm giving it to you, giving you what's up.
Well, and I'm pretty sure that was foretold by the Godfather, George Carlin, to watch out for the hats that people wear. It might mean something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. So you got a good point. Vermin Supreme, especially this go-around, is really letting it know that he is a really knowledgeable guy about libertarianism, a really good, really smart guy. He's really making an effort this time, especially after I think last election was such a crap show. He's really, and obviously this one's going to be for sure as well, that he's really making an effort to do a ton of outreach, a ton of interaction with his fans, and he's really bringing on a lot of people. He's the only libertarian candidate I've ever seen to make a really, really big inroads and outreach, I should say, to the libertarian left. He's, what I've seen on Twitter specifically, besides the fact that he's super interactive with people, which you just got to be in 2020, but he's a ton of his support of like people tweeting that they favor him or like him. Maybe he's their second favorite or first favorite, second favorite or new favorite candidate is coming from Bernie supporters because really? You know what's happening in the Democratic
Party.
Yeah,
Bernie supporters have to figure out where to go because, you know, Bernie's going to get cheated. And then he's going to endorse the establishment because that's what he does.
Well, most of them are going to go to the Green Party. I mean, come on.
I would not be surprised if they went Vermin Supreme, just because they don't see it as a vote for libertarian principles. They see it for a vote as a vote against the status quo.
Why wouldn't they go for their Green Party, which it lines up way more with what Bernie wants?
Because the Green Party,
the Bernie people aren't there to troll.
Isn't even going to be noticed.
Oh, of course they will. Their candidate, Jill Stein, got three times the vote total that she did in 2012. She got three times that in 2016, just as Gary Johnson tripled his votes.
Look at where Vermin support comes from. A lot of Vermin support comes from very left libertarians. Mm-hmm. He's got
a
lot of AMCOM
supporters.
Some of them are.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are. It's just like saying, well, libertarians aren't Rand Paul supporters. Well, that's not true, because some of them are, even though...
I have never heard anybody make the argument that Bernie is a libertarian. I've certainly heard people make the argument that
Rand Paul is. I did not make the argument that Bernie was a libertarian.
I've heard people make the argument that Rand Paul is a libertarian,
no,
even though he disclaims the term.
But we're not talking about ideological libertarians. We're talking about ANCOMs.
Anarcho-communists.
Anarcho-communists who support Bernie Sanders... And many of them do, and many of them would also support Vermin Supreme.
Maybe.
And that's why it's so important to have a place for the libertarian left in the Libertarian Party. There's a lot of them. So the question is, how do we coexist? And my answer is, let's just do federalism. You know, if your state wants to have universal health care, great, implemented at on the state level, and I won't live there.
Yeah, I want to say, I mean, I do consider myself very much a left libertarian, but in a form, you know, exclusive of communists, and most left libertarians, basis I'm around are exclusive of communism. But you know, I know people that call themselves some sort of you know, anarcho-communist that maybe me more so, so-called vulgar anarcho-communists that do support and lean heavily towards Bernie. And there's a lot of people out there that are going to see Bernie get what they're calling rat-effed. I can't say that word on the air.
Yeah, I can't.
By the establishment. And they, you know, the guy with the boot on the head is kind of saying that's what they think of the system at this point, and I want them to think that.
And there was a lot of that effect after Ron Paul got cheated in the same way in 2008 and 2012, where a lot of people who were, like, flag-waving libertarian, the flag-waving libertarians, a lot of them turned into anarchists when they saw that the system was completely rigged, so it didn't matter how they voted. Democracy is a lie. It doesn't matter who counts the votes, who casts the votes, it matters who counts them.
Thanks for the call, Mortified Penguin. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number if you want to join in the fun. 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We just attended a
A very important task force meeting on the virus.
President Trump in the White House briefing room with the entire coronavirus task force led by the vice president with him at the podium.
Everybody is talking about all over the world, no matter where you go. That's what's on people's minds. And we are going to take care of and have been taking care of the American public and the American economy. We are going to be asking tomorrow, we're seeing the Senate, we're going to be meeting with House Republicans, Mitch McConnell, everybody.
The White House briefing as the Grand Princess cruise ship finally docks in Oakland, California, the passengers who are sick with coronavirus being taken off first, and a massive meltdown on Wall Street with the Dow losing 2,014 points. That's more than 7.5%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can call in and join in the fun. Talk about whatever you like. Take control of the airwaves if you like. And I'm
but
your host.
But the thing that you can't do here is escape the... escape the FCC. No, so no. If you want to do that Friday night, Ian and I will be doing Freer Talk Live,
that's
some
right.
Call it Loose Talk Live, in which we will be happy to take your phone calls and curse at you.
Yeah, for those of you who have not experienced an episode of Freer Talk Live, it's the after show to
right.
Free Talk Live, where it's only streaming online, so
that's
the
right.
Show isn't subject to the regular rules of the FCC that we have to abide
have
by.
To follow
whatever,
them.
We do what we want.
Well, there's still a few rules that we have to abide by because of the platform.
Yeah, but it's
on,
like,
but
don't be a Nazi, which I don't want to do.
Pretty much, yeah.
And so if you would like to hear an uncensored version of some of our hosts, tune into that, please.
Yeah. 10:30 p.m. Eastern, Friday nights, on dlive.lrn.fm and twitch.lrn.fm.
I was going to say it's both of them, right?
That's right. Simultaneous.
And so I'm the captain. I'm your host tonight, and I'm joined by...
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And here is a Liberty update from LibertyCon. Don't miss these two very special debates. First, is government necessary? This debate will feature David Friedman, Milton's son, and Timothy Sandifer. David will be arguing that government is not necessary, while Timothy will be arguing that government is necessary. Should be an interesting debate.
I'll put $10 on that, on the not necessary side.
On the not necessary? Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
I think he's going to win.
All right, I'll let David know. Second, does capitalism require government intervention? In this debate, Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's, will debate Stephen Perlstein of the Washington Post. Epstein will argue against intervention, and Perlstein will argue in favor of it. Also, John Mackey, Whole Foods CEO, will speak on conscious capitalism. Be a part of LibertyCon. LibertyCon is a unique Liberty convention April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for things like career advancement, business, or internship opportunities. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on our incredible list of speakers, events, and student discounts. That's LibertyCon.com. You can use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, and get a $10 discount. So, Ian, you had mentioned that you had a story to tie in with this evening. How does it tie in exactly?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of discussion about the coronavirus, starting with Italy cracking down on a lockdown status for the entire country, which was shocking. And then we explored the eBay restrictions, which was very strange because Cameltoe in our chat room on discord.lrn.fm said that when eBay came out with this notice several days ago that they were banning all masks and hand sanitizer and disinfecting wipes, he said that he checked and they did wipe the site out. They took all that stuff down. They refunded the seller's fees to the sellers who were selling those items, and they took them down. But now, 4 days later, there's items, they're back up. So I don't know if they're just going through once a day and taking them down, and we're just seeing some that got popped up today. Yeah.
PR move,
and,
maybe?
And that's the situation that I was saying, where you can still use the market, but you're deprived of the reputation system, because I assume they're kicking these guys off eBay if they keep posting
maybe,
ads.
I don't
they
know.
Don't like.
Do you think it was a PR move, maybe, so that they could get in the news? Oh, yes, we've banned all these things, and they did for one day.
I think they got a call from every economics professor in the country saying, what are you thinking?
Yeah, but a lot of economics professors aren't free market economics professors.
Well, everybody, even a Keynesian is pretty clear on letting the prices... Yeah, Keynesians believed in manipulating the money supply, but they did not believe in further regulating the economy to a great extent.
One of these economists needs to give the governor of the Mariana Islands a phone call and give him a heads up, because a story from the Saipan Tribune, of course, Mark Edge, one of our regular co-hosts, has been broadcasting from the Marianas over the last couple months now.
Yeah, he's on Thursday and Friday now?
He's not doing Thursday this week. He can't do it. His family's coming to town, but... Okay. So actually, I'll be filling in. I think I was going to invite you to come on with me.
Yep, nobody will be there.
But yeah, so we'll be taking care of Thursday this week. But yeah, he'll be on Friday this week.
Because nobody cares.
And he's been touting the Marianas as the most free place in the United States and thereby the world.
They have some good points on that argument. I mean, there are some reasons why that, you know, might be true.
Well, you know, take it with a grain of salt here, because we'll see how you feel after this headline.
Okay, lay it on me, bro.
Saipan Tribune: Torres declares price freeze. That's the governor of the Marianas. A price freeze has been declared throughout the CNMI, that stands for the Northern Mariana Islands, a commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, in a move meant to protect CNMI residents during the coronavirus outbreak, which has weakened the economy. Governor Ralph DLG Torres signed Executive Order 2020-03 yesterday, declaring the price freeze. Quote, protecting the health and safety of our residents includes protecting their ability to provide for their families during this unanticipated economic downturn. As a result,
by literally outlawing them, paying more for the welfare of their families.
As a result of the coronavirus coronavirus, he said. It noted in his order the CNMI is experiencing, quote, an unprecedented economic circumstances that affect everyone. He said in his press release, quote, it is our obligation to protect the spending power of our residents so we can feed our families and make ends meet during these difficult times ahead.
I just feel like this is another case of a guy trying to make himself feel more important than he actually is.
Yeah.
Because that he's, I'm an important man. I better do something to exercise my importance. Otherwise, this opportunity will pass me by.
No, they really don't understand. They think that it's worse to get something at a high price than not to get it at all. I was arguing with these morons last night, and they can't get it through their heads that, you know, outlawing a high-priced sale doesn't mean they're going to get it at a low price. It means
not
they're not going to get it at all.
Right. Well, yeah. I don't recommend arguing with morons.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, people who know economics don't run for political office. He goes on
nobody
to say,
does.
No more.
And nobody tells the truth.
He says, now more than ever is the time to come together as one commonwealth and look out for each other.
Nobody thinks this is a good idea.
In addition to the price freeze, Torres wrote letters to all CNMI banks last week to ask them to consider providing a 3-month grace period for all loans, mortgages, promissory notes, and other monetary obligations owed from residents of Saipan, Tinian, and Rota, which are the three main islands.
Which means that as of now, they're very hesitant to issue
new loans,
because, you know, the government may come back in a couple of months with a gun and say, do it or die, or do it or get your business confiscated.
Right. Lieutenant Governor Arnold Palacios added, businesses should not take advantage of residents during these challenging times. He said, quote, we value our businesses.
Unlike the politicians who are obviously taking full advantage of these people at these trying times.
And businesses should not spend more money than usual on preparation, because that means that if they can't change their retail price and their wholesale price goes up, they can't even order it.
You can't.
They're just not going to have it.
If you can't make money, then you're not in business. He said, further, we value our businesses as strong partners, but we are in the midst of an economic crisis.
You're in the midst of a crisis of your own stupidity.
That requires all of us to look out for each other. As a government and as leaders, we will do our part to protect everyone during these difficult times. Businesses should not look to exploit residents during this crisis.
We must protect you from having toilet paper when you must need it. You will go without toilet paper and you will lack it because we saved you money.
And the unspoken statement here is he's suggesting that it's okay and that businesses are exploiting residents at all other times. And wait till you hear the list of things that they're putting a price freeze on.
Politicians wiping away your rights. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Monday night edition, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th
and people with bad British accent.
Until July 5th for Folkfest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. I can't keep that up for very long.
Got better at the end.
Folkfest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, and Folkfest is decentralized.
You're slipping over into Irish once in a while.
Come on out to Folkfest.
I come to Folkfest.
But maybe you lived in Ireland for a while.
I'll slide into a bit of New Zealand, too.
What does New Zealand sound like?
It's kind of like Australian, but like it's got like more nasally to it.
Okay.
Australian is sort of like this, but New Zealand is a little more nasally. Anyway, I'm going to switch to Southern now, just to switch it up, right? That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV, site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire?
Yep.
You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for Forkfest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other Forkfesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the Forkfest forum.
Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. Hell yeah.
Yes, indeed. We'll be there.
Yeah, see, the trick is create a character instead of imitating an accent, and then if they say you're doing it wrong, you're like, well, that's just how he talks.
That's just Bob talks.
Yeah, that's how Bob talks. He's a little messed up, but we love him.
All right, so you guys ready for this list of price freeze?
I feel like it's going to upset me, so I don't know if I'm ready.
So remember, the CMI...
All right, Snowflake.
The Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands here, the governors have put a price freeze into place with a executive order and talking about businesses shouldn't be exploiting residents and so on and so forth, suggesting that that businesses are exploiting residents at other times of the years, but it's not okay at this time because of an economic difficulty brought on by the coronavirus. The prices are frozen for the following items. Just to be clear, they mean you cannot raise the prices. You could lower the prices still on these items. Number one, gasoline, kerosene, diesel fuel, natural gas, and other chemical fuels, whether in gaseous, liquid, or solid form. Two, all foods and foodstuffs, including water, bottled water.
Hang on. When they say price freeze, do they mean in either direction?
No, they mean you cannot raise the price. I checked on that because I was wondering about it.
Because of the news earlier about the oil prices going down.
Yeah, no, you cannot raise the price.
Which means you cannot order it at eBay. On eBay, you can't get it delivered there unless you can get a good price on it. If you can't get a good... That is the ultimate...
Well, they can't control that. They can't control that. Well, they can't tell an eBay seller they can't sell to you. And the eBay seller wouldn't know about the price freeze.
Well, maybe.
They wouldn't know. It's the Mariana Islands.
eBay's already cut off one group of people, and part of the reason is they thought it was against the law. Don't you think eBay would cut off New Zealand if the New Zealand government wanted them to?
I don't know. But also, go ahead.
Although maybe it would wake the government of New Zealand up. If you want to know how much sense your price check makes, imagine the phone call between New Zealand and the CEO of eBay when they're saying, "Yeah, there's going to be an emergency, so don't send us any supplies."
Okay, so
you're saying you don't want me to send you supplies because you're going to have an emergency? No, because you might charge us too much, and you'd rather not have it than pay more.
Right.
Why? I want to have that conversation going on. I want to do it as a scene.
I'm still thinking about the gasoline thing, right? So there's a price freeze. Prices can't go up.
That's right.
Right? But the price of a barrel of oil went down, and having worked at a gas station at one point in my life, plus I've frequented them my entire life, having been a driver, I know that the price of gas can change daily.
Yes.
So in the Marianas, let's just use a round number for the sake of argument. Let's say gas is $2 a gallon
than that.
Okay, but let's just say it is. And then tomorrow, the gas price goes down to $1.80, right? And then, in a week...
Does it refreeze when it goes down?
Right, yeah. when the price of a barrel of oil goes back up,
yeah.
Are they saying that price can't come back up now?
Maybe what they're saying here, but we're not done yet. We're only on item number two, which includes all foods, bottled water, any beverage, ice, price is frozen. Number three, all clothing. Number four, flashlights, lamps, lanterns, candles, light bulbs,
again,
other means of illumination.
Oh my God. The price of ice is fixed and the price of electricity goes up, you have to turn off your ice machine when you most need ice if you don't want to, lose money and possibly end up bankrupt.
Number five, generators, cables, wires, electrical batteries of any sort, and similar equipment for the generation and or transmission of electrical power. Six, all appliances used in the storage and or preparation of food, including but not limited to stoves, barbecue grills, ovens, refrigerators, and coolers. Seven, tools typically used for construction, ground clearing, or home repairs, whether electrically powered, chemically powered, or manual, including but not limited to saws, machetes, hammers, drills, shovels,
rakes. What criteria did they use to create this list?
You can't sell us anything we might really need.
Why didn't they just make
bastards?
A list of things that weren't frozen?
Don't sell us the stuff we need. We'll take anything but that.
Here's more. Number eight, all bedding items, including pillows, futons, and blankets.
Oh, my God.
And so that was the first list that they came out with. Then
Oh, no.
A little bit later, they added two more categories
to
it.
Oh, Jesus.
As if that weren't extensive enough,
what
covering basically
earth?
Every product, you know, known to man. Let me see here. I pulled up the list because when I saw this news, yeah. I'm like, I want to read the actual order. I want to read the executive order because this is just a news article about the order.
Right.
They didn't have it posted online. You could, like, email the governor's office and supposedly they'd email it back, but I didn't go through that process. I just wanted to see if it was available because my thought immediately was, and I said to Mark and Alexander from the CNMI Crypto Frontier, I said, you know, you guys are lucky I'm not there with a bunch of free time on my hands because I'd go out and I'd grab like a cooler full of water bottles and sit outside of the governor's office and just start raising the price 5 cents an hour, selling water bottles right out in front of his office, or get a kid to do it even better. So number nine. So I went to the governor's. I searched for this order number and I found the governor's Facebook page. So I went there, and then there was an update. Yeah. So they posted another one, adding number nine to the list. All medicines, medical equipment, protective equipment.
So you can't get any of that imported if the world price goes up.
Wow.
Masks, gloves, hand sanitizers. And finally, number 10, all housing rentals, including apartments and condominiums. So there's rent control in place now.
What the?
As a result.
Wow.
My flabber is gassed.
I really don't want to operate this out, but somebody's offering me more than they normally would, so okay, I'll do it. There's some consolation there. Yeah. Instead, it's like, okay, well, no, I'm not gonna rent it out at all.
Fine. And as the article at the Saipan Tribune says, the last time CNMI government ordered a price freeze was in the wake of Super Typhoon Yutu in October of 2018. Guess how long it lasted?
Mm-mm.
An entire year.
The price freeze?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Why would you do that to your people? Yeah.
They literally just got off the last price freeze in October of 2019. So they haven't even had half a year of non-frozen prices at this point.
Okay, let's put it this way. The government would have been more successful in the war on drugs if instead of outlawing the stuff, they just made it legal and then put a price freeze on it.
Because
then nobody would be able to get it when the price was high.
It sounds like in this particular political organization that it's the old, when you have a hammer, everything is a nail.
There's a price freeze on hammers and nails. Construction equipment, sorry.
Oh, well then I guess.
What about guns?
Yeah, did it mention firearms?
Because I'll tell you, if I was living there right now, I'd pay a lot more for a gun than I would have paid yesterday living there. And since I don't live in either place, I'm not going to do that.
That is absolutely insane.
Shocking. The economic ignorance and the stupidity. Yes.
Wow.
And people will die. Because they're too stupid to get rid of their government.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this live Monday night edition. To the folks who we didn't get to waiting on hold and whatnot, we apologize. But we are on 7 days a week.
Except
please
James
call back again.
Though.
Sorry to James.
And call us again at another time. You can find...
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.